You're listening to Game Droids with Josh from New Jersey.
And Chris in California. It's been so long.
It's been 2 years, so we know you've been waiting for us to return, and we decided to return.
All three of them.
All 90 of you who downloaded the last show that we did.
So I'm problematic. We had, I think, 200 subscribers.
Are they still there? Can I put it back on there, or do you want to...
You know what, I'll give you the password and all that, and then you can...
Throw it back up there?
Do whatever you want with it.
Alright. So what have you been doing the past year? Yeah?
Nothing really. I started going back to school. I'm taking film classes now. So I'm trying to be a director, one of those Hollywood assholes.
You're halfway there.
I don't know how that's going to pan out, but it's fun, though. I like doing it. How about you? What have you been up to?
Working. I think the last time we did a show, I was unemployed, if I remember correctly.
Oh, me too. I think that was the whole reason, we started doing one.
Yeah, we had nothing else to do.
What? Shit, you know.
Let's talk video games. So, do you find now that you're working, you play less than you did when you were unemployed?
Yes. Well, actually, since I'm working and going to school, I have little time to play any games. And it kind of sucks, but at the same time, I'm not really missing it that much. Surprisingly. I still like reading about it, though. I still, get on Kotaku and IGN and I see what's going on in the industry and listen to, I watch the Jeff Keighley interviews and shit like that, on GTTV and all that. How about you? Is it same for you, or...?
I find I'm playing it less. I find I'm being more selective with my game buying. I haven't purchased a new Call of Duty yet.
Me neither.
I've purchased every one since, I think, the first Modern Warfare, and this year, I was like, I'm going to skip a year.
Yeah, me too. I was kind of I don't know, because, when, not World at War, the last one that just came out.
The one with the guy, I know the last.
Black Ops.
Yeah.
Black Ops. How can I forget that? Fail. Black Ops, when it came out, dude, we were playing that shit, pretty much until I got a job.
Yeah, I was playing with you, if you remember, until I got a job.
I started playing far after that. Probably up to... I would say a couple months ago, I stopped playing. Before maybe 3 or 4 months before the newest Call of Duty came out is when I stopped playing it. And I was just kind of I don't know, I think I'm just Call of Duty out, you know?
Yeah, that's how I am. I mean, what's it been, about 5 straight years now of Call of Duty?
I started playing Modern Warfare is when I really started playing.
Yeah, that's pretty much, I think, when we all started, when I met you and your brother and everything.
And we started, and that was, it was 5 years ago already, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Long-ass time ago.
We're old now.
Think about it, the Xbox has been around for, 6, 7 years already?
2005. Yeah, 6, 7 years. It doesn't feel like it, though. The other systems, when the Xbox 360 came out, the PlayStation 2 and the Xbox felt like they had been around a long time for some reason.
Yes.
But it's now it's we're towards the end of the 360 and the PS3, because, the rumors now are already starting that next year, they're going to announce something and release something. It doesn't feel like it's been 7 years.
And the PlayStation 4, I don't even know if the PlayStation 4 is, but remember E3 when they came out. It's a 10-year system, okay? 10 years. That's why you got to pay $800 for that system.
Yeah, that's why you want to work 2 jobs to buy one.
Yeah. No, it's a 10-year system, and it plays PlayStation 2 games.
Yeah.
Used to when it first came out.
Yeah, they laughed at the PlayStation because, we're fully backwards compatible, and then a year later, we're getting rid of the chip.
Yeah.
We can't afford this. It's too expensive.
Oh, man, but... I don't know, I just don't, I feel like there's still time for these systems. I don't feel like they should even go ahead and start a new, get a new Xbox or even a PlayStation 4, even though they haven't announced PlayStation 4, but I'm sure it's not far behind, the Xbox.
Yeah, well, the rumors on the Xbox so far have been it's going to be 6 times more powerful, and I read that it's going to use a media that's twice as large as Blu-ray.
Uh-huh.
And I'm wondering, these are all rumors right now, but the thing I'm wondering about that is twice as big as Blu-ray is going to be 120 gigs. What games, how long is it going to take to load these games? if a game is like 90 gigs, and you're loading it on the fly to play it.
Well, so you gotta install the game.
Nah,
they have to be figuring this stuff out. It's not like they're just gonna release it and go, oh yeah, you know, you got, well, they did the PlayStation.
Yeah, the PlayStation when it first came out, you had to wait forever for everything to load.
But, you know, they're gonna look at this from, you know, a consumer standpoint. Nobody in their right mind is going to want to wait 3 hours to play a game or anything like that. They might, what I think they'll probably do is do a short install so you can start playing the game, and while you're playing it, they're going to do
install in the background.
Install.
Yeah,
which would be a smart thing to do.
Yeah, the thing I've noticed, though, because I have both systems, the PS3 and the 360, is the one thing I still don't like about Sony is, like, if there's an update to a game, I might as well take a walk for like a half hour, because I turn it on and it says update, and it updates. And you download the update, and you think, oh, good, the game's going to start. And then it goes installing. And then it's like, you just download, like, at least on the Xbox, you know, when it downloads the game, when you have an update, it takes, what, maybe 30 seconds?
Yeah, their updates are never like long. The only long updates are when they do the dashboard updates.
Yeah, and that's, what, every 2 years? I mean, that's not a big deal. What do you think of the new dashboard?
I don't like it.
Yeah, I don't really like it either. I just kind of, I don't know.
I like the one, the previous one we just got off of.
Yeah.
I think it was a lot. It's because this whole new dashboard is total, you know, Kinect compatibility. You know, because they want everybody to be waving their arms in front of the thing. You know, I don't do that. I don't even have a Kinect yet. Like, I still haven't. I mean, I seen it, and I, you know, I played it, and I went to my friend's house. They have it. I was checking it out, and it was fun, but I'm not gonna play this. You know, I'm not gonna sit there and play Just Dance or whatever the fuck the game's called.
Yeah,
or
by yourself in your house. I mean,
adventures and all. Like, I could see like my niece or nephew, and that's probably, yeah. I mean, that's who it's directly aimed at.
Yeah,
which
is
them. But yeah, the only thing I think would be cool would be the interface. But like, it's not. You know, I'm not gonna spend. I don't even know how much it is anymore.
Well, it gets to a point where, with the Kinect, because I've used it, too, at a couple friends' houses that have it. Like, you can, like, skip forward by waving your arm in a movie and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But is it really that much more intuitive than just pressing forward on your remote? I mean, to me, it's like, okay, I'm waving my arm. It's like, it's not like it's so much easy. It's not like I was complaining with the remote. Like, oh, I wish there was something easier than pushing this button. You know, if there was just some way that I didn't need to push this damn button, you know.
Oh, but, you know, when you're, yeah, like, let's say, like, last night, right, I got home from work, and, you know, I was like, I want to watch a movie, so, I get up, I go grab the controller, I sit down, and, like, I try to turn it on, and I was like, shit, the battery was dead, so I had to go over there, plug in the battery charger for the Xbox, plug it into my controller, and then stand there and, like, navigate through the...
Yeah, you use your hand controller. You don't have the remote?
I do, but it's somewhere. I don't know where it's at. Do Xbox even come with that remote anymore?
I don't know. I have, the big one, the one that you can use the play.
Oh, no, this little tiny one that came with my launch.
I remember that. I don't think they do anymore, but I haven't, you know... I'm on my fourth Xbox now, because I've had 3 Red Rings over the years.
Oh, man. I've had one red ring, and I've had 2 bad CD-ROM drives.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, but yeah, whatever.
I'm on my second PlayStation too, so I can complain about that because PlayStation didn't even cover when my other PlayStation got the yellow light.
Because
it happened about a year ago, and I bought a PlayStation, I think, in 2006, and they were like, "Oh, it's out of warranty, but for an additional $150, we'll send you another PlayStation." And I was like,
for another $50, you go buy a new one.
Yeah, so I just went to, I have like a local mom and pop video game store.
Uh-huh.
And they had the new, you know, the thin ones, the thin PlayStation 3s, the newer ones.
Yeah. Yeah.
So they had a 120 gig one there for like $169. So I was like, I'll just buy a used thin one rather than have them. Because I've heard that people get their PlayStations fixed and 6 months later they die again. So it's like,
I wouldn't doubt it.
You know, the only thing is I don't have backwards compatibility anymore. So it's like, unless I go buy a PlayStation 2 now. Like, all my PlayStation 2 games are pretty much...
PlayStation 2s are, like, what, $20 now?
Yeah, it's just that I don't want to have to hook up, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, it's just the convenience. That's what my point was about the controller thing. It's like, I have the little controller, I don't know where that is, but, you know, I had to stand there and you know, navigate to... I mean, it took, I don't know, 30, 40 seconds, you know?
My thumbs!
Otherwise, it's so long. But I just... if you had the Kinect, you could just sit down and theoretically just go Xbox.
Well, the problem with the Kinect is, and I've read this in some forums, and I've seen this, like, I have some friends of mine, some black friends of mine, and they got the Kinect, and we were setting it up, and, you know, we were standing there. I don't know the name of the game, but it's one where you, like, jump back and forth and you dodge things. You're on, like, rails. But the thing is, it didn't see them.
That sounds like every game.
Every time he moved, because, I don't know, if, like, he had dark skin, it kept telling him to get back into, like, camera range. And it's like, he's standing right next to me.
Is it the, so you're, what you're saying is that the Kinect is racist.
Well, they might have fixed it now, but at the time, like, a lot of people were complaining, like, people with darker skin, because it was just, like, you know, their solution, I think, was to turn all the lights on and make it as bright as possible. It's like, you know, how many lights are you supposed to have in your house? You know, I mean, I'm pale as hell, so the light reflects off me, but, you know, for people that aren't as pale as me, it might be a problem.
Cameras to turn the lights off.
It's too bright.
Yeah, don't shine direct lights into the Kinect.
I told my black friend to stand closer to me, and the light will reflect off me onto him.
You're like a bounce board.
I'm a reflective lighting board. So, speaking of the next generation of systems, what do you think about the rumor that you won't be able to, when you buy a new game for the 720, that it'll be locked to your system and you won't be able to, like, loan it to your friends or sell it used?
I don't...
Do you think they'll do that?
I don't think so. Like, it'd be too much backlash. Like, think of Gamefly, think of, well, GameStop especially, they're probably... Like, fuck that.
That would be the end of GameStop if Sony started doing that.
Now, I think the online passes are a little much.
I think they're much, too. I think they're like $15, aren't they?
Yeah, so it's almost like you'd rather just buy the whole new game. But
GameStop only sells them $5 cheaper.
Yeah, exactly.
So you're gonna save $5, and then you want to play it online, you're going to spend $15, so you actually lost $10.
Exactly. Is what I'm saying. That's exactly what I'm saying. We're in agreement.
Yeah, I don't get it. I don't think they're going to do it just because I don't think they would want to alienate. I just think that would alienate. Because I personally wouldn't buy the 720 on principle if they did that. That would just piss me off to the point where I'd be like, you know, because I buy enough games new. But every once in a while I'll go into GameStop or, you know, like the little local one I have around here, a little local mom and pop store, and pick up a used game, you know, just for $20 or whatever.
Yeah.
If I lose that ability, you know, screw that. I'll just build a PC and just use Steam at that point.
Especially because, like, you know, when you have, like, classically old games that are literally, like, hard to find.
Yeah.
You know, you go looking for that, I don't know what game was, let's say Marvel vs. Capcom 2, right? Before they released it on Xbox Live and PlayStation Network, that game was, like, so rare. Like, if you found one, it was, like, 67. It was, I mean, practically retailed as a new game.
Yeah, for the Dreamcast, right.
Yeah, for the Dreamcast one, it's like $60. If you find an Xbox 360 one, which is better than the PS2 version.
You mean an Xbox original?
I mean, yes, I'm sorry. The original Xbox version, which is better than the PS2 version. That one, I think it was up there. It was like in the 40s, and then the PlayStation 2 one was a lot cheaper. But, you know, games like that, you know, that are in the past, let's say, like, Super Street Fighter 2, right?
Yeah.
Let's say that becomes a rare game because, you know, everybody moves on to whatever. Not Super Street Fighter. Super Street Fighter 4.
All sorry. Right.
Yeah, in the future, when that game comes out and you don't have your Xbox 720 and you're like, I can't play it because it has a fucking lock on it because I can't play used games.
See them making it where you can unlock the game, but they'll charge you $10 to be able to re-unlock it. You know what I mean?
Oh, okay, I see.
And then you still wind up, just may as well buy the game new. Like, they're going to force you to basically buy the game new. If they did that.
It wouldn't surprise me if they would.
I don't think they would, though. I don't know. I just don't think they would want to alienate. Because I think that would alienate enough people that it would actually cut into their profit. Do you? I mean, there are a lot of people out there that would just wouldn't buy the system at that point. I think, anyway.
No, I don't know.
I guess we'll find out next year if it comes out.
Well, you know, I suppose they're going to, like, show stuff at E3 this year, right?
I hope they show something at E3, because we can switch a little bit. The Wii, that was the only thing they showed. The Wii U?
Mm-hmm.
And did you see it?
Yeah, I saw it, and I'm not impressed. In the least.
I don't get the point with the screen, because you have to stay in your house. That controller, that's a screen that you have to be within 30 feet, and they're like, well, that way, if you someone's watching a TV, you can play your Wii. And it's like, how often does that happen? Like,
well, I
mean, most people have two TVs in their house now.
Like, if that was my nephew, right? You know, he's 8 years old. He's playing, well, he plays Xbox. But if he was playing, like, the Wii on his dad's big screen TV, and his dad came in and said, hey, I want to watch the football game, which probably wouldn't happen, but I want to play, or he wants to play, you know, Call of Duty or something. That'd be a perfect alternative for the kid, you know. Oh, hey, I can still continue playing instead of going outside and playing, but I could just sit here and play my game on my dying little screen. Another thing that you gotta think about too is look how popular tablet games are, you know, touchscreen games.
Yeah.
Cell phone, iPad, you know, the Android pads, you know, just the tablet PCs.
Yeah. In
general. That opens up revenue for them. As you know, as Nintendo to market games touchscreen, because that screen is a touchscreen, right?
I don't wanna lie, I have no idea.
I think it is. I'm pretty sure it is. See, now I gotta look that up. but you know, it opens that whole market to them. And personally, I mean, I wouldn't get it. I mean, I could see as a kid would be like, cool, I could play my, you know, whatever around the house, but.
Yeah, but the thing is, though, a lot of kids nowadays, their parents just buy them their own little TV for their bedroom or whatever. You know what I mean? Like, how many kids now, I mean, I'm not, you know, because even HD TVs, let's face it, you can get like a 32-inch now for like $200 if you really look.
Yeah, it just won't be the LED, it'll be the LCD.
Yeah, and little kids, what 8-year-olds really cares, you know what I mean? That's not the right TV, Dad, you know, they're just happy to have a TV.
I want an HD, not a CRT.
What is this, you know?
It's not 1994, Dad.
I don't know. I think it would actually be better if it were, like, 3G or something, and no matter where you were, you could play it. Like, you know what I mean? You could be, you know, across the country or something.
Service, which would cost even more. You know, you'd have to pay some, I'm sure, a cell phone company.
Or not 3G, then. Maybe just Wi-Fi. I mean, everywhere has Wi-Fi. Starbucks, every hotel.
Yeah, I suppose.
Are you... do you think you... Do you have a Wii?
I did. Well, my niece and nephew had one. I never bought one because they had one. They were living here, so you know, if I wanted to play, I'd play it on their system. But I only played it like when they first got it. I played it with them.
Yeah.
And you know that was fun. And then kind of just got over it. You know, just I was like, whatever.
Yeah, I sold mine. I mean, I had a Wii for I don't know a couple. I bought it maybe a year after it came out, and then about 6 months ago, I was like, I'm not playing it. So I just threw it up on eBay with a couple games I had, and just you know,
yeah,
made a couple bucks on it. Cause it's just the graphics. I'm not a graphics person, you know. The graphics don't have to look great if the game is good, but it's sort of like all the games. They have so much crap on the Wii. Have you looked through the Wii game section before?
Yeah, they're all the same. It's all they're all games, basically.
Yeah, even I mean, the one good game was GoldenEye, but you had an attachment to it. You had to hook an attachment up to it, which basically turned it into a PlayStation 2 controller. So it's like your one good game doesn't even take advantage of the Wii motion.
That's funny. Well, you know, I was looking at the Wii U. Like I saw the, I guess the Zelda game demo that they had, and I wasn't impressed.
Yeah.
Supposedly, it's more powerful than you know, the PlayStation 2, PlayStation 3, and the Xbox.
Yeah, but by the time it comes out, the PlayStation and the Xbox are going to come out and be twice as powerful.
Six times.
Yeah, so it's like, you know what I mean?
No, you know, what I'm saying is like I'm looking at it. I'm like, you know, it pretty much looks like they do. You know, I mean, it was a tech demo, and aren't tech demos supposed to be like the potential of the system? Maybe games never really look as good as the tech demos.
You're supposed to be wowed, like, wow.
Yeah, you know, don't get me wrong, it looked nice. It did, it looked good, and I was like, oh, okay, cool. But I didn't go, oh my god, this is like blowing, you know.
Yeah, I need this.
Yeah, like my socks weren't being, you know, rushed off their feet, you know, as a... And, you know, that's what my fear is about the next generation systems.
Yeah, well,
we're literally at like the games. They look good. They all look really good. And you know what? To build on top of that, like how realistic do you want the game to look?
Yeah, you know, the only further really steps you can take is realism. Like
that's exactly
as close, you know, or as close to as you can get at that point.
So like, I don't see the point of I mean, unless it's like a huge graphical leap. I don't think they should even release the system.
Well, to me, about the thing about the Wii that called on was, you remember when it first came out, they're like, oh, old people can use this, and like, you know, your mom can use this, you know, it's so easy, you know, for exercise. And that was like, I think that was a big part of the mania when we, because you remember the Wii for like almost a year was sold out everywhere.
Yes.
And that was part of it. Your grandmom could do that. And people were doing it. Like, old people were buying it. Everyone was buying it. The thing is, with the Wii U, you don't have that. You know, my grandmom's not going to want to play that little screen. That'll just confuse her even more.
She has Alzheimer's already. You're trying to...
Yeah, it's like, I don't think they're going to catch the crowd like the lightning in a bottle they did last time with the Wii.
Well, I don't know. I mean, we're going to have to see. Time will only tell, really. But, yeah, I would have to agree.
Nah.
Like, the Wii was... It was something that it was so different, and it was cheap, and it was, you know, like, they just marketed it as just playing, you know, good fun that everybody can have, and it wasn't, like, a big deal. But, like, the new system, it seems like it's more hardcore for hardcore gamers, but, you know, anybody who claims to be, you know, quote-unquote hardcore gamer...
Yeah, they're not playing Nintendo.
They're not playing Wii, yeah. They don't play Wii. They play, you know, PC, they play Xbox, they play PlayStation.
Yeah, well, that's another thing, like... Yeah, you got Battlefield 3, and I have Battlefield 3. And the PC people, a lot of people who have PCs are like, oh, it looks so much better on the PC, it's way better on the PC. I don't really agree with that. I mean, it might look better, but to me, it's like... It's the same game. I mean, I understand the keyboard and mouse, but when you play against people on the Xbox or the PS3, they're not using a keyboard and mouse, so it evens out anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't really see, you know, I don't know. I think it's pretty much the same across... I like the game, but I think it's pretty much the same across all three systems.
You know, now that you mention it, Battlefield 3, I know, like, you can have those 64-player battles, and you know, they just have these huge, gigantic... And a lot of PC games have that, you know, where they have this massive... amounts of people on one server and playing, you know, these games or whatever.
Yeah.
I think that's probably what the, for me, would be the selling point of, like, the Xbox 720 or the PlayStation 4 or whatever. If you can have these massive, you know, experiences. I know PlayStation, you know, already has their, like, mag and stuff like that, but I'm talking about, I mean, just super grand, you know, like, oh, man, how do I compare this? Like, okay, like, if Skyrim had a multiplayer, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, because Skyrim's, like, super detailed. I mean, you could walk through any place in Skyrim, and it just looks awesome.
Right. Okay?
And I know it looks better on the PC, but you know, I play an Xbox, but... when I saw Mag, like, I saw Mag, and the graphics were, like... It seemed like they dumbed down the graphics bit.
They had to fit everything.
Yeah, to get everything, you know, in the thing. So I'm thinking, like, these new systems, obviously, they're going to have to upgrade of that, which is going to be upgraded graphics and, you know, these huge, massively multiplayer games.
Yeah. I will say this about Mag, though. That separates it from all the other shooters, you know, the Battlefields and the Modern Warfares, is when you get into a battle that's 128 and you play with your friends, like let's say, you know, I was playing with, like, 8 or 9 people that I know on my team in my squad.
Yeah.
Like, the way it works... like, you have certain objectives you have to accomplish, and the other side has their own objectives. You know, you have to either stop them or complete, you know, whoever completes the objectives wins.
Yeah.
If you work together, that game is probably the most fun game out of all of them. Like, when I play online on the PS3, I have about 5 or 6 people that I can play with that, you know, at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, we work together, we'll take over this building, we'll take down, you know, that port, you know, whatever, but it's like...
Every shooting game, though, because, like, I know when
it's,
I...
But the scale is so big on Mag, you know what I mean? It's just so totally big compared to Call of Duty and Battlefield. It just adds to... It's just... I don't know, you just have to... I can't describe it. It's just so much more fun because it's so much big. Like, you have to get all the way to the other end of the map, and you're sneaking around, and you're crawling. It's just... I don't know. The size of it, to me, adds a whole new level to it that you don't get on the other games.
No, I would agree with that. But my point was, is like any game, like Call of Duty, for example, you know, when me, my brother, you know, you and like everybody, you know, we have like a whole team of 8 people.
Yeah.
And we're all working together, and we're all friends, we're all having a good time. I mean, we had nights sometimes where we didn't lose a game. Like, we lose...
Yeah, that was fun.
One or two games, and that was like it.
Yeah. You hear that?
Yeah, it's my cell phone. Actually, okay. It's calling me.
I thought my computer was melting on me.
Hold on 1 second.
Alright.
Hello? Hey, Lonnie. Cool. Alright, we'll do. Alright, see you tomorrow. Bye-bye. Okay, I'm back.
That was Lonnie?
Yes. My boss's wife.
I'll edit that out if you want.
I don't care. It's not like I said anything, like, incriminating.
We're going to hide the body tomorrow.
Exactly.
So, are you excited about, I lost my train of thought. With the only system right now I'm really excited about is the Vita. Have you played the PSP at all? Or had a chance to play it?
I used to have one when they first came out, because all I wanted to do was hack it and put a bunch of
Nintendo games on it.
And I did that, and I had it for a while, and I kind of got bored of it, and there was no games, and I was like, whatever. So I sold it to a cousin of mine for $100 or whatever. I think it was 100. Maybe it was even cheaper because he was my cousin. Anyways, so I sold that to him, and then I don't know, but maybe about 6 or 7 months later, they had like a new hack where you could just download all these games.
Yeah.
And like, I was kind of like, shit, why did I sell it to him?
Should have kept it.
Yeah, because I think the only game I really wanted to play, though, was God of War on it.
Yeah, that's pretty good. I have both of them.
Yeah.
I have a whole... My PSP game collection is larger than any other game collection I have currently.
Uh-huh.
Because I just don't get rid of my... For some reason, I just don't get rid of the PSP games, like... Well, no, I get tired of a game on the other systems, and I'll trade them, or I'll throw them up on eBay. It's like PSP, it's like, I don't know, I just wind up holding on to the game.
I never sell any of my games, because it's just not worth it. You spend $60 on the game, and you get $10 for it.
Well, if you put it on eBay, you might get, like, $40 for it if it's still a new game.
You know, I usually just... I've been game flying for, like, the last 2 years.
Yeah.
So it's not even an issue for me.
Yeah. I don't know, the PSP Vita, though, the Sony Vita, I don't know, I'm not getting a 3G one because I can turn my cell phone into a router.
Yeah.
So it kind of doesn't make any sense for me to go to switch to AT&T when I have Sprint. And I don't know if you know, but Sprint has unlimited internet where AT&T has like 4 gigabytes, so it's kind of like, why would I switch?
No, yeah, I'm currently a Sprint user, too.
Yeah, and I have the Evo, just the Evo 4G, so it's like, why would I switch? So I can just turn my phone into a router and hook onto that if I really want to play online while I'm out.
The Vita, isn't it, like, doing really bad in Japan?
It's doing really good in Japan.
I thought I read that it was doing, like, terrible over there.
No, that's not what I read. We're reading two totally different things. So it's either doing really well or it's tanking.
But, I know it has that touchpad behind it.
Yeah.
And I've seen the tech demos where they're like, oh, you can build a track. Look at my fingers. And if I put it up, it does the little thing. And I'm like, okay, that's cool, but is it just a gimmick?
Well, the thing is, like, if you do from behind, like, I don't know if you saw Uncharted, you can actually look around or do certain things without touching the front of the screen. Like, it's basically if you don't want to get your fingerprints all over you, from what I've read, you can also just touch everything from behind.
Oh.
Plus, it's got the dual analog sticks, which has me excited because there's no portable system out there with that.
Exactly. You know, that was my biggest peeve, I guess, with the PlayStation Portable. Was I had what game was it? I think it was SOCOM. I had SOCOM for it.
Yeah.
And I just you know, you just can't play a shooter
without that analog stick.
Without the two analog sticks, it's like impossible. I mean, it's not impossible. It's just not fun.
Yeah. I mean, I've gotten used to it because I play the PSP a lot,
mm-hmm.
and I've gotten used to it, but when I am playing it, I am thinking to myself, man, if I just had a second analog stick. You know what I mean? Like, it would just be so much, you know,
you know what?
Actually, would be so much better.
The handheld system I did want was, or I do want, is that cell phone, the Sony Ericsson.
Oh, I saw that.
With the a friend of mine has it. He has it, and yeah. I was playing with it, and it was a little ghetto. You know, I wouldn't buy any of the PlayStation games for it. I would just download the ROMs. Like, I have ROMs on my cell phone right now.
Yeah.
And, you know, I have the Samsung Epic 4G.
Yeah.
Samsung Galaxy.
Yeah, they're nice.
A quarter keyboard where he slides up, and, you know, so I matched the D-pad to the keyboard.
Yeah.
But I'm like, damn, this would be so much better with fucking buttons.
Does your phone turn into a router?
Yes. Yeah. It's a hotspot, right?
Yeah.
I think they charge extra for that, though.
They do. I pay for it.
Yeah, fuck that.
I don't know. Like, I use it at work. I'll turn my phone into a router and hook my iPod Touch up to it, because we're not allowed to have cell phones out.
Uh-huh.
And then I'll just listen to, like, Pandora or whatever. So it actually has some use. Like, it's not like I pay for it and don't get any use out of it. I get a lot of use out of that.
Do you just use your cell phone for Pandora?
No, but see, the thing is, they don't want us to have cell phones out, like, around. So I can just leave it in another room and turn it into a router. And it's not on the floor. Like, we can have iPods and everything. We just can't have cell phones.
That's ridiculous. Where do you work at?
PPG Aerospace. I mix chemicals for things.
Uh-huh.
I can't go into details.
Why, is it like government work?
Can't go into details.
Do you need a clearance level to work there?
No. It's not that big.
Well, what kind of chemicals? Is it for, like, for fuel? Or for...
Different things.
Like waste man?
Holding stuff that holds the plane windows from blowing out when you're in an airplane. You don't want your windows blowing out. You don't want the panels of the wings to come blowing off.
You in charge of that.
Well, yeah. Well, me and a bunch of other people that I work with.
Oh, man.
So if your plane windows blow out, you can blame me.
Yeah, it was Call-Up. That's a Call-Up certified window right there.
Yeah. Oh, I'm getting... When I get the Vita, I might wait. If you want to do a show that day, I'll unbox it while we're on the show. Like, I can describe what's in it.
I'll just say so people can hear what you're...
Yeah. My joy.
It's just going to sound like this. Here's the PlayStation Vita.
I can describe what it's doing.
It's turning on.
It doesn't work.
Why don't you just do a YouTube video about it, and then...
Yeah, I was thinking about doing that, too.
Yeah, that'd probably be better.
A little bit of
a... It'll be better.
So is there any games you're looking forward to? Batman, the new Batman game, I think, did you get that?
I haven't played it yet. Dude, like, I got Skyrim in my Gamefly, and I got Skyrim, and then I got Saints Row the Third.
Oh, I want to play that. I haven't played that yet.
No, it's fucking terrible, dude.
Oh, really? Part 2 was fun.
It was so looking, yeah. Part 2 was fucking awesome.
Yeah, like, probably, like, I'm around.
Favorite fucking games to play, like, it was... Like, GTA is cool, but, like, GTA is more like a sim now as opposed to, like, just run around and shoot shit.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, Saints Row was just, you know, you just had a, you know, wacky-ass time and go, you know, just have fun, just fuck around. It's basically the game you just sit there and you play for a couple hours just to fuck around.
Yeah. I like Saints Row. I like Saints Row 2 anyway.
Yeah, Saints Row 2 is awesome. So I was expecting, you know, Saints Row 3, more of the same, you know, maybe just a new story. Basically, I didn't want a part 3, I wanted a 2.5, you know, better graphics, basically the same game with all this, you know, all the stuff. But, I don't know, it's like, have you seen Hangover?
The first one, I just saw it.
Okay. Have you heard about Hangover 2?
I heard it was terrible. I didn't see it.
Okay, that is the equivalent of this game. Like, Saints Row 2 is what Hangover is to Hangover 2.
Oh, really?
Yes, it's like the Hangover 2 of games. It's like, it's basically, it's like the same, but it's almost like they realized that it was wacky and over the top, and that people like that, so they got, like, you know, let's just make it extra wacky and extra over the top.
Yeah, it just went way over the top.
I don't know, it just doesn't have that charm that you know, Saints Row 2 had.
Yeah.
And I don't know, it also took out a lot of the custom ability.
Oh, really?
You know, you can go in there and you can make your guy, like, all wacky and, like...
Yeah, I did that, remember.
In this one, it's more like, how would I put this? Guitar Hero and Rock Band. Rock Band actually has more custom ability. But, you know, like, the Guitar Hero, like, oh, yeah, you buy this, you know, this punk rocker suit, and that's just it. It's all just, right, like, a whole suit. you know, we're in Saints Row 1 and the second one, they you could layer your clothing, color it, and you can, you know, you can make characters that look, you know,
yeah.
I had, you know, I had mobsters, I had guys who look like, you know, Guidos, I had, you know, a guy who looked like, dresses basically like I do in real life.
Yeah.
But in this one, it's like, you know, if you like a jacket, it's a jacket with a shirt with a scarf. You know, and like, I like the jacket, but I don't like the scarf or the t-shirt.
Yeah, you can't get rid of it.
You can't get rid of it, yeah. And it's just so, like, stupid and over the top. And it's, yeah, that, I mean, that's the only real way to describe it.
Over the top? That's not a very good movie either.
Too much. What are you talking about? Over the top was great. Alone.
I'll arm wrestle you to save my kid.
Yeah. But yeah, the Saints Row the Third, no bueno. No good.
No bueno.
I, you know, if I'd give it like 2.5 stars out of 5, dude.
Then I probably won't get it then. I remember playing with you in part 2. That was fun.
Yeah, no, dude, we still have a blast, right? Fucking with the pimp hands and fucking going on shooting shit.
My car getting stuck in the ground.
Yeah, exactly. Just, you know, stupid shit like that. But now it's just like, I don't know. It's just not the same. It just isn't. It's the same. It's like, you can see where it still follows the same kind of thing, but it's just not Saints Row. Yeah. It just doesn't feel like Saints Row to me.
All right. And what do you think about, you said you have Skyrim since we've both been playing it. What do you think about Skyrim so far?
I fucking love Skyrim. I can't stop playing it.
And that's the review.
Exactly, dude. Skyrim is like the perfect, I don't know, I don't want to call it the perfect game, but it's pretty darn close.
Yeah. This is how I view Skyrim. You know, tell me if you agree with this or not, because I really like Skyrim. I don't want this to sound like I don't like Skyrim. Skyrim's a game I can play, put down for a month while I play another game, and then put back in and keep playing. Like, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
Because it's so long and there's so much to do. Like, I don't feel like I have to sit there and play Skyrim straight through. I could play a couple, you know what I mean? If I buy a game next month, you know, when the Vita comes out, maybe I'll play that for a little while. Then I can go back to playing Skyrim for a little bit, and then I can say, get out, play something else, and then put Skyrim, you know, it's the type of game.
Exactly.
Yeah, just.
I agree with that, because, actually, my only problem was, it's like, okay, so, I bought Skyrim, right? So yeah. I bought Skyrim, you know, when it came out.
How many discs is it?
It's one disc.
Okay. Because I have it for the PlayStation 3.
Yeah, you know, I'm surprised they fit that much game on one disc. I was like, I was expecting two disc game.
Yeah. Did it do any install?
No, you just throw it in and start playing.
Yeah, I don't remember the PlayStation. I think the PlayStation did, but don't quote me on that.
Okay. But anyway, so like I got Saints Row the Third in my GameFly. I got Skyrim in my GameFly, but I bought it, so they sent me Gears of War 3, right? And that was in November.
You haven't touched it.
It's still in the package, like, sealed.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've been meaning to play it, but, like, I get sidetracked and then all that stuff. And I still need to, actually, I need to return Saints Row the Third. Like, I still have it. I hate it. And I'm not even playing it. It's just sitting there.
Yeah, so you're paying for it now. You're just paying for it.
Yeah, basically. Well, GameFly is, like, buying, what, like, 3 games a year?
Oh, really? Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, because it's, like, what, $20 a month, $25 a month, something like that.
Yeah, I don't have it. I don't know.
That's pretty much what it equals out to. It equals out to, like, to $25 a year. But the only games, like, I have in my queue right now that I want to get is, let's see, what's out? Rage. I still need to play Rage. Assassin's Creed Revelations, I'm like, I don't know if I want to get that or not.
Yeah, Batman, I don't like any of the other Assassin's Creed.
I've not played it yet, but I heard that game's the shit.
What's that?
Batman Arkham City.
I'm one of the rare ones. I didn't like Arkham Asylum, so I don't see me getting an Arkham City. Like,
well,
I like twitchy, fast-paced games.
Did you play Batman? Did you watch Batman, the Warner Brothers animated series?
Oh, yeah, everybody did back in the 90s.
So you weren't, like, I don't know, because, like, just hearing, you know, what's his name, Kevin McCorrick?
I'm not saying the voices weren't good. I'm just saying it's not.
I know what you're saying. I know what you're saying. But what I'm saying is, like, when I started playing that, and I would hear their voices, it was just like, oh my god, this is like,
yeah.
So that voice is Batman. That voice is the Joker. Like, even like, because you know everybody's like, oh, fucking nutting over Heath Ledger's Joker.
Yeah.
you know, they're like, oh my god, he was like the best Joker ever. I have to disagree. I think Hamill's Joker is fucking far superior. Just because he can't cuss and technically kill people because...
It's a cartoon.
He's just so much better as the Joker, dude. Like, he nailed it. Like, whenever I think Joker, I think Mark Hamill's Joker. I don't think, you know, Heath Ledger Joker.
See, I think Jack Nicholson, which means, I don't know why. He's like the first one I think of.
Seriously?
Yeah, like, I actually like the Jack Nicholson version better than the, not Mark Hamill, but better than the Heath Ledger version.
I would have to...
reason I say that is because the first Batman movies, the one with Michael Keaton, didn't take themselves that seriously.
Uh-huh.
And the new ones are like, oh, I'm dark and brooding, oh, reality. It's like, so it's like no matter how serious you try to make these movies, they're still comic books. To me, it's like, I kind of, I don't know, it's like, I can't take it that serious. It's like, the scene where the Joker plants the bombs in the hospital, and he has all these people working for him, and they never explain where he gets all, like, how he does anything. That kind of bothers me.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. It's like, he blows up this hospital, but nobody saw him, like, plant any bombs.
Yeah, it's like, where does he get the power to do all the stuff that he does? Cause at what point did he just hire a sniper to shoot him? I mean, he's basically right out there in public.
Exactly, and then, I don't get, like, when he's in the hospital, right, and he's talking to Harvey Dent.
Yeah.
And, you know, Harvey Dent is, like, he's so fucked up in the head already.
Yeah.
Right? That, why didn't he just kill him, like, as soon as he got the gun? Like, why did he even, like, stop to listen to him talk?
Talk to me.
I know it's a movie, and it's like, it's a fucking movie, just watch it, you know? But, if it was me, like, that guy who just killed my fiance...
Is it standing over top of me? Yeah.
Stabbing on the top of me, hands me a gun with bullets, and goes, oh, go ahead and shoot me, I'm like a dog, and like, blah, 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 or whatever the fuck he tells him. Like, how did, like, I would, as soon as the gun touches my finger, where the you know, I would have... It would have been over, the movie would have been over.
The end. No, no, the thing that bothered me with the new one, too, is you know the part where it's like, he plants the bomb in the two boats?
Yes.
Do you believe that the mothers with their kids in that one boat wouldn't try to blow the other boat up? And vice versa, the other boat full of murderers wouldn't try to blow their boat up?
Oh, I don't know.
And they're getting too, we're getting way off track with that, but...
I don't know. The new Batman movie's coming out.
Yeah.
And I watched the prologue. I seen a bootleg of the prologue on YouTube.
Yeah.
And, you know, it has Bane in it, and he has that mask on. And
yeah.
You can't understand him, dude.
Yeah.
And it's bad enough that you could barely understand Batman, but now that you have Bane fucking like, what the...
Batman's gonna be, Batman.
Exactly, dude. I think I'm gonna make a parody video about that. I should. I think I should, right before the movie comes out. Where, you know, Bane is actually a nice guy. He was cooking, you know, something. But then Batman, you know, I don't know. Batman comes in, he's like, what the fuck you doing? Or, you know, and Bane's like, I'm just a cooker. And he's like, what? And then, you know, then that's how they, you know, get in a big fight.
Yeah. In a kitchen somewhere.
Exactly. Yeah, but I don't know, dude. Just... like, Christopher Nolan makes excellent movies, you know, and like, to say he doesn't would like anger millions of you know, Christopher Nolan boys.
Yeah, because you know how much I hate, you know how much I hate to have people mad at me. I don't ever say anything to make people mad.
You love to fucking argue with people. You love to like stir the pot, so to say.
Christopher Nolan. Christopher, I don't know. I just like the first Tim Burton one's better, but that's just my opinion. I mean, you know, who cares what I think?
I like the first Batman. The Dark Knight was cool.
Yeah.
Part two was all right. Like, I just didn't see the the reason why it was so, like, I mean, it was a good movie.
Yeah.
But it just didn't reach that level where everybody puts it up at.
Yeah. But the part two, yeah, I think it's a little overrated. I liked it. I just don't think it's as high. Before we go, because it's been a little while since we did a show, have you played any touchscreen games? Or any pad, phone type games?
Yeah, I played Fruit Ninja. Angry Birds.
What do you think of Angry Birds? I got bored with it.
Same. I mean, it was fun. I played it for hours and hours and hours, probably. But I played on my phone, though. And, like, Angry Birds came out, like, right when I got my first touchscreen phone.
Yeah.
So, you know, it was partly because of that.
Do you have a Galaxy?
What's that?
Your Galaxy?
Yeah. But other than that, it's like, meh. You know, like, I don't really play games on my phone. Like, I play a game called Angry Zombies. Or not Stupid Zombies, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Stupid Zombies. And that's pretty much it, dude. Like, I don't really... Like, those games are not really that appealing to me.
Yeah, I'm pretty much in the same... I don't know. To me, it's like when you play games... Like we play, you know, deep games with controllers. It's kind of like those touchscreen games to me are too lightweight. I think that's the best way for me to put it.
No, you know what they are? They're really... For me, they're time killers. Like, if I'm just... You know, if I'm at... Getting my oil change in my car or... You know, I'm just sitting somewhere for... I'm stuck somewhere for an hour or two. They're perfect. Because, you know, you just sit there and you just play this you know, this cheap little in-and-out game.
Yeah.
But to sit there for hours and hours and, like, actually play a game, like, I haven't found... even wanted to really play...
Well, I tried, like, they have one called Modern Warfare on the iPad.
Uh-huh.
Which, it's sort of a Call of Duty ripoff, but it's I can't play games without a controller. I don't know where the stopping point is. It's just like my guy winds up looking around and like spinning around in circles. I can't figure out.
Yeah, I think you know, the touchpad games, they're limited to like mini games and like RPGs, I think, would be really good on that.
Yeah.
Which I'm sure you have some, but.
Yeah, like Peggle's good on it if you like Peggle, because I have that on my iPad. And I had Puzzle Quest 2, which is good on it. But like you were saying, because I have Dead Space 2, because I had that for 99 cents for a day.
Uh-huh.
So I downloaded that, which is basically, I think it's the same as Dead Space on the, or Dead Space 1, not Dead Space 2. But I just can't play it on there. It's like, I can't,
mm-hmm.
There's no feedback.
Yeah.
When I'm touching the screen, I just don't know if I'm touching anything, it just doesn't feel right.
Like Dead Space is a good example, right? When that game first came out, the very first one.
Yeah.
I remember when I got it, because I came home and I was excited, so, put it into the Xbox and you know, fired up the surround sound system, turned off all the lights, and you know, it's just me, my chair, my TV, and like my surround, right?
Yeah.
And it was genuinely scary the first time I played it.
Yeah, I like, agree with that.
I was like, oh man, this is, you know, it was, I wouldn't say scary, like I was like, you know, shitting my pants, but it was exciting. Like it was.
You didn't know what was going to happen next. You had to stay on your toes, basically.
Exactly. You know, and the especially the beginning of that game was so, like, awesome. You know, and it's the experience that you can get with... You can't have that same experience on a touchpad.
No.
I mean, maybe you could, like, if you had headphones on and you were in the dark and there was nobody there and you were... You know, maybe you might be able to get a little bit of that, but, you know, just the experience of visually seeing it on a larger screen, you know, just you and the controller in your hand and, like, just surround sound or a good quality sound, I should say.
Yeah.
You know, that to me is the pinnacle of, like, gaming experience.
Yeah, but you can get enveloped in the game.
Exactly. And I love doing that. Like, when I got Skyrim, that's exactly what I did. Same, I mean, it's like a ritual. Whenever I get a new game that I'm, like, super ready to play and really into, I'll do that. You know, like, I'll get all comfortable, you know, I'll get my chair, I'll get, you know, I'll turn on the surround sound, turn on the TV.
Yeah.
And I'll lock my door. It's like a masturbation
session. No one when I come in, yeah.
Exactly. I'm cleaning my room, get out.
I'm not doing anything.
Yeah. It's all loud in your room and then it suddenly gets quiet. Anyways. Yeah, you know, and I do that. Like, the next game I'm probably going to do that for is Mass Effect 3. And I might do that. I'm going to bust open Gears of War tonight. I'm going to play it. Now that I'm talking about it, I'm like, I better play that game.
For next week's show?
Exactly.
Yeah. Here's getting back to Skyrim, because we didn't really talk about that much. Like, here's how I play Skyrim. I sit down, I get a mission. You know, like, you get the missions from wherever in the game.
Yeah.
I'll play that mission, then I stop. Like, I like the game, But I can't sit and play it for like 3 or 4 hours. I'll sit down, I'll play it for maybe a half hour, get through a mission, and then I'll stop. And then I'll come back to it, play through another mission, and then stop.
So me, though, dude.
What's that?
That's not me. Like, I was playing probably, which it was perfect timing, because, like, I just got off of school, so, and I usually have Tuesdays and Thursdays off. So, you know, I have nothing to do those days. Well, I mean, I have stuff to do, but, like, I have nothing important to do.
Yeah.
And I would just, even on the days I would go to work, I would, you know, I would turn on the Xbox and just sit there and play and play and play. And, like, I beat the game, you know, a month into it. And
oh,
I'm
really?
I'm still playing missions, dude. Like,
well, the missions go on forever. Like, from what I've read, it'll generate missions for, like, ever.
It's fucking awesome.
So you're probably a lot further than me. I just play it. I'll sit down for a half hour, 45 minutes.
Yeah, my guy's level 52.
Yeah, I'm level 17.
I did all the main quests. I did all the side quests already. So basically, I'm doing those quests where there's no dialogue anymore. It's just quests that the game gives you.
Yeah.
So like, I found this this room, right, where this wooden mask was in.
Yeah.
I put in the wooden mask. It's in Labyrinthian.
If you
quest over there anytime soon.
All right.
There's like this. It's like this little center, like almost like a Stonehenge type of little room in the middle of Labyrinthian. And there's a statue with a bunch of the masks. I don't know if you came across any of the magic masks that.
Yeah, I think so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like the dragon priest have them.
All right.
Anyways, so there's this one on the floor. It's a wooden one, and there's a little piece of paper, and there's a body there with a knife in it. And the little piece of paper has this little story, like a little backstory of what's going on with why that guy's there and why he has a knife in him. And so you put this wooden mask on, and then you go back into time to that same room, and all the masks are not there, but, like, there's I don't know, like, I think there's, like, I don't know, I want to say, like, 11 masks, right? So I was like, oh, this is interesting, you know? And I had two of them already, so I put them on the little thing, and I'm like, I think I need to find all these other masks. So, you know, I go on YouTube, and I check it out, and sure enough, I have to find all the masks. And then once you find all the masks, there's a Dragon Lord mask.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So I'm doing that. So I got that going for me. And then what else do I have going right now? I'm doing a lot of the side missions for the Thieves Guild right now.
Yeah. That's who you joined? Or that's who you're with right now?
Yeah.
I forget who I'm with right now. I joined a group. I forget their name. Doesn't matter, I guess. But they have like a welder behind their fortress. They can upgrade your weapons and stuff like that. I just don't remember the name of the group I joined.
Oh, the Companions?
Yeah, that's it. That's who I joined.
They're in Whiterun.
Yeah, that's where I'm at. Like, they're giving me missions right now.
Oh, yeah, those are pretty cool.
Yeah, you know what game I started off really good and then got boring? Did you play L.A. Noire by any chance?
Yes.
Did you like it?
No. And I wanted to like that game so much, dude. Because, like, I was... It's funny, too, because you read all the reviews, and it got fucking phenomenal reviews from everywhere I saw, anyways.
Yeah.
Everybody was like, oh, this game's fucking awesome. It's like a movie. I want to find out what happens next. Da-da-da-da-da. I started playing it, and I got to the... how far did I get? I got to the part where you... Wait, let's see. I don't know if it... Maybe I don't know if this is before or after. Where that lady, you connect the pipes in the back of her house, and
I know what you're talking about. Yeah, I got there.
I got there, and I think the next one I got to was where like somebody got hit by a car.
Yeah, I got there too. I think yeah.
And then I stopped playing after that. Like I just, it's not that I wanted to stop playing. I just got bored of it. Like I just,
it got repetitive after. It felt like I was doing the same thing over and over.
I guess I don't know because like when I had it. I remember I started playing it, and I did the ritual and everything, and I started playing it. And I went to work, came back, and when I got home, I was like, oh, I'll play a little later. And I played a little later, and it just turned into, like, I don't even play this game. Like, I don't even care to go back.
Yeah, that's what pretty much happened. I played till I got promoted to a... But he gets promoted, and he gets, like, a different partner.
Uh-huh.
Which I don't know if that's the halfway point. But then I got to a point where I had to climb onto the top of this building and look for something, and I found it, and I climbed down, and they're like, okay, interrogate It gets to the point where they stop holding your hand and you basically just have to go to certain areas and interrogate everybody. And at that point, I'm just bored because I'm going up to people talking to them. They're like, I have no idea. I have no idea. And I'm just like, who do I talk to? You know, it just got to the point where, like, I don't want to be real life detective here. You know what I mean? Where I have to crawl through the cracks, you know? Yeah. And I just stopped playing at that point. Because once I didn't know what to do and where to go, it was just enough for me to stop. Give me some direction. Point me in some direction. That's all it is.
I want training wheels, goddammit.
Yeah, it's like, go here and interrogate everybody in there until you find the right person. So I go in there and there's like 100 people in there. I was like, I don't feel like interrogating all these people.
No, I know what you mean, dude. I know exactly what you mean. It just gets repetitive. And you know, that's one of the things I like about Skyrim, is that even though it's repetitive, it's still always challenging.
Yeah.
There was a point, though, where I would kill dragons easier than I would kill people.
Yeah, because you leveled up.
Yeah, I level up, and everybody else levels up at the same rate you do.
Yeah, it looks like you can kill a dragon, but a deer comes at you and starts kicking you, and you die.
Well, it didn't get that bad. I don't think they do that. But no, yeah, like, I got attacked by this guy, like a bandit mauler or whatever, and they have these great swords. You know, the two-handed sword?
Yeah.
And he killed me, like, right away, dude. I'm just like, holy fuck. Like, why is this guy so goddamn strong? You know, I don't understand why, like, the guy is so damn, you know, fucking strong. Like he, you know, he killed me, like, right away. And, you know, and then along comes this fucking dragon. I take two swipes at him, and he's dead.
Yeah.
What the fuck is a dragon less powerful than this guy?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I haven't gotten that far yet, so...
Yeah, and I'm thinking, like, if everybody's this strong, why the fuck are dragons even a problem?
Yeah. Well, I like how the game starts out when you're riding. What did you pick? Because I'm a Khajiit.
Oh, I'm a Nord. I was a Nord in Oblivion, so I was like, oh, I'm
the same thing.
Yeah.
I like being a Khajiit because everyone hates them. I go into villages like, criminal. You know, your people are all thieves. It's like, I don't want to be the noble. I walk in, and I was like, oh, we love you. Your people are wonderful. That's boring. You know, I want to be someone you can't trust that might, like, cut your head off when you're not looking.
Uh-huh. Have you got married in the game yet?
No, I didn't even know you could get married in the game. So.
Yeah, you can get married, dude. This is stupid, too. It's, like, pointless.
Yeah, well, the Fable 3 was pointless. Did you play that?
I started playing that. Wait, let's see. Fable 3. Is Fable 3 the one where you become king?
Yeah.
Yeah, I played that game was, like, 10 minutes long, dude.
Yeah, it was so short. I didn't buy it. I'm glad I rented it. It was just, I don't know, it was the easiest game I ever played. It was, like, there's no challenge.
Exactly. And, like, the stupid, like, I had so much money, like, towards the end that I didn't, you know, where it's like, well, you have to save $200,000 or $300,000 before, or, you know, or the darkness is going to come and kill everybody, or whatever the fuck they tell you. I had so much money that, like...
Yeah, just take my money.
It just didn't even matter. I was just like, okay.
Yeah, I didn't like the decision-making, because it was like, you know, when you're, I don't know if you, when you're king at the end and they're asking these questions, and like... They're like, we need to build a dam. And it goes and it says, well, if you build the dam, you won't have enough money to fight the darkness, but the people will get mad at you. So I picked not to build the dam, and then it said I was evil. It's like, that doesn't even make any sense to me. It's like, I'm saving money so I can build an army, because we're going to die in a year. The dam, you know?
Yeah.
And everybody, like, this old ancient building needs to be restored. And I was like, no, we need to save money. And then the lady's like, you're evil. And it's like, that doesn't make any sense to me.
I did that law where they could there was no drinking limit.
Yeah.
So everybody was happy and like throwing up all over themselves in the streets, which I thought was hilarious.
And then once you beat the game, you can continue to play it, but there's no real point because there's nothing else to do really.
There literally is nothing to do.
You're just walking around. This city doesn't even repair itself. You're just walking around a city that's destroyed, and that's it.
Exactly. Man, dude, I completely forgot that I played that game.
It was such a good game, you forgot all about it.
Yeah, like, I remember playing Fable 2. Fable 2 was excellent.
Fable 1 was the best, though. I don't know if you played that one for the Xbox.
The Xbox? Never played it. But that one... I remember when that one, they were like, oh yeah, it's supposed to be like this epic game that's going to span through time. Like, if you scar a child, like, when you go back there in years, they'll have that scar on their face, and they'll... I remember hearing that and going, oh, that's awesome, you know, but...
Didn't quite pan out.
I think just Peter Molyneux has these
ideas that don't work.
They sound awesome, and he's just like so into it that you think he's actually gonna do it, but then he doesn't.
The only thing I hate about Fable 2 more was the dog. I wanted to get rid of the damn dog.
Oh, I like the dog, dude.
I kept swinging sword at it and nothing.
I was like, I need a dog.
No, I didn't want the dog.
There's a point in the game where there's a mission in the game where like you meet up with a dog, and he follows you around and stuff, and it's awesome. I'm like, dude, I want a dog.
Yeah, I didn't. I'm a cat person. Give me a cat. Let a cat follow me around.
I think I had a dog, or I got a dog somehow. Like, there was a dog on one of the roads.
In what game?
In Skyrim.
All right.
And the dog was, like, growling at me, and then you know how it gives you the word options? It says, go home.
Yeah.
Right? And I think I was next, I don't know if it was Riften, or, what's the one with the stag on it? It's towards, I don't know, but anyways. I was at one of them, and my guy tells him the dog to go home, but I didn't own a home in that region.
All right.
So I'm thinking, like, if I buy a home there, is that dog going to be there? You know, because, you know, you have the house carls and all that, because, when you become Thane.
Yeah. Hello.
And, I'm scratching my eyeball. Yeah, so I'm like, I'm wondering, like, if I go there, am I going to have a dog? I don't think so, though, but I think that's what that game is missing. A dog.
I don't want dogs. I'd rather have a cat.
Did you buy a horse?
I steal all my horses. I jump on a ride right now. Thief!
Because you're Kashika. Yeah, fuck this. I'm a cat.
Well, I ride out of town with the horse, and then I just go back and pay a fine.
Oh, okay.
It's like I'm not paying $1,000, or I'll just kill the horse and take its meat.
You know what? I never, like, I bought a horse. I think it fell down a mountain and died. And I was like, what the hell is the point of these? Because they're not that much faster than running.
No, they're not very smart.
Exactly. Like, you park them, for lack of a better word. You park them, and you go, okay, I'm going to leave them right here because I'm going to go fight these bears or these animals or whatever they are. So the horse can stay over here so the dumbass horse doesn't fucking kill itself by attacking a dragon or attacking a fucking bear. I walk over there, I start fighting the bear, fucking here comes stupid-ass horse, you know?
A mile away.
Yeah, and I'm like, you fucking moron. And then the horse dies, and I'm like, okay, there goes the fucking 1,000 gold wasted.
That's why I steal them.
I got that, I joined the Dark Brotherhood,
yeah.
And I got Shadow Mare. I don't know if that horse can die or not, because, like, when you get that horse, there's, like, this... like a pond on the outside of the Dark Brotherhood sanctuary.
Yeah.
And it just, like, when you walk out there, like, they'll tell you when you get there, oh, you have Shadowmare, my horse. I don't really ride him that much, but I'm sure you'll get a lot more work out of him, or fucking something like that.
Yeah.
Like, oh, whatever. So you go out there, and, like, you just see, like, the bubbles, like, this. There's, like, black goo, and the horse just comes out of the puddle. And it's like, ooh. Okay. Yeah, that was the point of that. The point was there was none.
Good point.
Yeah, but I don't know if that horse could die or not. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not there yet.
And see what happens.
So, all right, this is our first show in about 2 years, so it'll get better. It's just we're working off the rust. if you don't like this show, just give us another week, we promise.
If anybody's curious and goes back to old shows... You always say that.
What's that?
You always say, it'll get better.
It'll get better, we promise.
Stay tuned. We'll get there. I'm nodding my head right now. They'll get there.
It's been 2 years. We have to have one show to get the rust off.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know if I'm going to listen to this. I don't think I ever really listened to the shows. Well, I used to because I had to edit them.
Yeah, I always listen to them like 5 times. So.
Oh,
weird
good.
Like
I plan my work for everybody.
Yeah. So next week I'll try to set up an email. I don't have one this. I'm not going. Yeah,
do you still want to call it Game Droids? Speaking of which,
well, if we you still have the account, right? Because I'm thinking those people that are subscribed might still be subscribed because that's where my friend found ours.
Uh huh.
I'm thinking if we just use that, those people might forget that they subscribed, and when they go onto their iTunes or whatever, it'll just download the new show. Give us some hits.
Yeah, no shit. Holy crap. Yeah, you know what? I'll head over to Podomatic right now, and I'll send you the link.
All
right.
Oh, do you have the password?
That's what I got to go figure out.
Yeah, don't say it here.
The password is password. Da, 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 da. Passwords always passwords, doesn't, you
yeah,
know.
Yeah, on everything.
Yeah.
So, alright, then, I'm Josh from I'm Josh from Jerusalem, that makes sense. I'm Josh from New Jersey.
Jerusalem.
Yeah, he's Chris from...
I'm a Jew from Jerusalem.
I am part Jewish, but I'm not from Jerusalem.
We should do the whole show, like if we're Jewish people.
I can probably...
Not Jewish people, not like Jewish people, but Jewish people who talk like that.
Well, I mean, I'm part Jewish, so I can make fun of them, and we'll be all right.
Not the Woody Allen talk, but like, I am Jewish, but then I don't know, blah, blah, blah. You know, they do that.
Yeah.
I don't know. That might be annoying.
Damn it. I'm trying to think of a Jew voice. I'm so glad we met on J-Date.
I don't know. There's not very many Jewish people here in Riverside, so...
All right.
Well, I guess we'll see everybody.
Next week.
Everybody will listen to us next week, I'm sure.
And we'll be better.
Josh promises.
All right, so we'll stay on until you get the password if you want.
All right, let me see here. Bum 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 bum. Hot.
We gotta get the water. I just don't. That's Jewish. They don't pronounce their R's. Water.
Water. It's like butter.
My God. What have you done to your hair?
That sounds like a Jewish lady.
Yeah, well, that's the people I'm related to.
Game Droids. I'm assuming I put it under GameDroids@live.com, which is our email. Live.com. And let's see if it's my password that I have for everything. Which I will have to change, because then you'll have passwords.
You just told me your password and everything.
Okay, that's not the password.
Uh-oh. Can you do a remember me? Or have them email you the password?
I'm about to see right now. Hold on. Login. I'm logging in to the thing.
I'm logging in. Check my email.
Forgot my password. Okay. Game.